Steve Bunn along with Scott Hanna, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, 855-200-1776, just press 1 if you'd like to leave an off-air call for our next guest, Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol, formerly the Information Director, officer, now out working with Captain Eldon Mayer out in the Truck Division, which I can imagine it's a little bit change being up in the oil patch a little bit more and working on the truck side of things.
It is. The mission's very similar, but at the same time we get to work with different aspects of the agency and what we're involved in. So it's been steady.
All comes down to safety, safety, safety.
It does.
Especially when you're up in the truck division up there. Reason we're having you in today, of course, we're getting into the holiday season. We're starting to get into some winter driving conditions. It's always good to have a little reminder for people what to watch out for when you start getting into those conditions and we start having a little bit more traffic on the roadways for holidays. So, Jody, welcome to the program, and let's get right into this. What are we seeing on the roads these days? First of all, North Dakota, we're having more traffic anyway just because of what's going on with the growth that's here. So what are we looking for as we're getting into the holidays?
Well, and that's the key, is just to anticipate with holiday traffic, you're going to see more motorists that are taking to the roadways this weekend. You're going to see more highway patrol taking to the roadways because we are going to be out there trying to ensure that those motorists can get to their destination safely. But with any holiday period, there's a lot of things that families should factor in to help ensure that they can get to their destination safely without having to necessarily rely on troopers to guide them through. And the driver behind the wheel is just key to that. If that driver can prepare that trip appropriately, the chances of them reaching their destination go up considerably. And that involves planning ahead. If you know you have a three-hour trip or you're going to be heading out of state or regardless of how far it is, take a look at what the forecast is doing. Take a look at the North Dakota Department of Transportation travel information map. Take a look at what kind of road conditions are you going to be encountering and how might those conditions change as you're making your trip. And then as you get closer to the time to depart, it's always a good idea to leave extra time should there be some delays that you encounter while you're making your trip so that you can travel in a relaxed manner, not have to try to make up time on the road to where you start to see people passing unsafely, failing to yield, making improper lane changes. Speeding, of course, is always a common denominator when you see people trying to make up time on the roadway. But those are the factors that consistently lead to crashes on North Dakota roadways. And if families can plan ahead, build in that buffer into the agenda to where they have time to spare, you want to reach your destination safely. And it's never fun when it's a hectic trip or when you're under pressure to get there or you're running behind and thinking you're going to make up those minutes out on the roadway.
Our guest, again, Lieutenant Jody Scogan, today we're talking about issues on the roads. And if you have a question or comment for Trooper Talk today, that's welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I understand tomorrow that every available North Dakota Highway Patrol trooper will be on patrol statewide to saturate the roadways. Obviously, day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest days of the year. But what is the plan for tomorrow? Why do North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers saturate the roadways, and what kind of enforcement will you be doing, Lieutenant?
We are going to be watching for the factors that create risks out there, and we're going to be taking strict enforcement to deter those motorists from, I guess, doing it again. It is a heavily traveled day, and we want to do everything we can with the resources we have to help ensure that those motorists can get to their destination safely. Because it's not always the unsafe motorist that ends up being the victim. When you have a two-vehicle crash, you may have a motorist that was doing absolutely nothing wrong, but the risk that was created by that other driver was what involved them in the crash, and the consequences are very unfortunate, if not sometimes fatal. So it's very important that our officers are going to be out there to be monitoring, to be enforcing those violations when we find them, to help make sure that this holiday period is as safe as possible.
So which violations will get the most attention tomorrow?
The ones that contribute to crashes. Speeding is consistently a leading contributing factor to crashes in our state. Right-of-way violations, when people are pulling out at intersections or failing to stop when required, we're going to be watching for those. Seatbelt violations, countless numbers of injuries and deaths that could be prevented if the occupants of that vehicle had just taken a second to protect themselves from some of the forces that are encountered during a crash. Any of the factors, any of the elements that lead to crashes or that lead to injuries, we're going to be watching for those, and we're going to be doing what we can to change the behaviors of those individuals to make the road safer for everybody.
Starting to get into winter driving season, also the holiday seasons, and that's why we have Trooper Talk, your chance to talk to Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Sean in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just have a question regarding the North Dakota move over law. On the NDHQ website, it says that it pertains to any emergency or DOT vehicle pulled over on the side of a highway displaying warning or emergency lights that is required for the driver to move over if possible. My question is, does that just pertain to highway patrol and DOT vehicles? Or does that pertain to any vehicle that may be pulled over on the side of a highway displaying warning lights for any reason?
The law is specific for, as it's written in the Century Code, it's specific for certain vehicles. But if you do see that motorist parked on the shoulder of the road, the law doesn't require you or mandate you to change that lane or to open up a lane between you and them if it's available. But it's always prudent to slow down and to give that. You have no idea what might be taking place there or what you might encounter as you get closer. So it's always a good idea to slow down and be prepared for something unexpected to happen as you get closer to that vehicle.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sean, appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lieutenant, what's your greatest frustration when you're out there on patrol with us as motorists?
Well, it's hard to identify. I guess the frustrations aren't necessarily the frustrations, I guess, would be more of the importance or the urgency that we put on trying to facilitate getting people to their destination safely. We know what factors lead to crashes and what behaviors, what impairments. We spend a great deal of time, and not only our agency, but driver's education programs, schools, parents, relaying that information to motorists that unsafe speeds, that driving with under the influence of alcohol or drugs or prescription medications, any type of narcotic that can impair your abilities, can lead to a crash. And we work very hard to make the roadways and the motorists as safe and as responsible as possible. And it is tough to have to go knock on doors in the middle of the night and to walk these crash scenes and to see the very same elements present in that crash that we've been stressing and my predecessors, the Highway Patrol has been working on these issues, and law enforcement and traffic education components have been working on these elements since the motor vehicles were invented. And it just seems like there's always a challenge with trying to connect the dots that you can't take driving for granted. Driving is a full-time responsibility. You shouldn't assume that you're going to go from point A to point B without encountering some type of hazardous event or some type of a situation that's going to require you to be wearing, where you'll need your seatbelt, things like that. It's motivating. I wouldn't call it frustrating, but it certainly motivates us to continue to work to try to increase the number of people that are operating in a responsible manner.
you know, when you start talking about the responsibilities, you know, it is incumbent upon the drivers, especially with all the increased traffic that's going on in North Dakota, and especially the holiday season, to have your vehicle prepared, be prepared for the inclement weather that could pop up, you know, have those winter survival kits in your vehicle, make sure that you contact people that know where you're going on those trips. You know, it's the simple things. It's the little things that make a big difference. Back to your phone calls, your chance to talk to the trooper. Bruce in Jamestown, you're up next. We're talking with Lieutenant Jody Scogan from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Your questions, welcome for Lieutenant Jody Scogan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. And Bruce in Jamestown does have a question for our guests. Go ahead, Bruce, you're on.
Yeah, hello, officer. First, I'm a professional driver by trade for over 30-some years. I feel a lot safer with you guys out there, and I want to say I really appreciate you doing it. I wouldn't do it, you know, and I drive a truck. But the point I want to bring up is that we have these road signs that flash for emergency snow and stuff. Why couldn't we have messages put on that, like state law, slow traffic to the right lane, or state law, pull over for emergency vehicles, start putting some of the laws on them to remind people that, yes, this is a law, and we do need to do it.
Well, Bruce, there's a lot of options as far as what those signs can be used for, and North Dakota DOT has done just last weekend I made a trip north of Minot, and sure enough, they were advertising some information about the importance of seatbelts on there. So I guess it just comes down to the priorities about what messages and how often those can be utilized, and what messages are most important.
I see a lot of them. A lot of time they're flashing, report DUI, things like this on them, which is fine. I mean, yes, it's just kind of your responsibility as being a person out there. You should be doing that, but. Also, there's a lot of, you see a lot of cars staying in the left lane. When they do go to pass us, we have our cruise control set, and we don't change speed. They'll fly up beside us, sit there, or they'll get in front and then start to slowly brake. Well, then we've got to get back over to avoid them, and then it's like they're mad at us. And they just don't understand that 99% of these trucks these days have cruise control, and we're all just too darn lazy to want to use a foot pedal anymore, so we let the cruise. They just, see a big truck, stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It would really help. And is texting against the law in this state, driving?
It is. Yes, it is.
How would we go about doing that? Because I've had people pull up beside me and sit there texting. Even in bad weather when I've been rain splashing them, they'll sit right beside you texting at night, because we do most of our driving at night. And well, I didn't know it was illegal or not. And like I said, I've actually laid on the air horns to try to get their attention, and it doesn't do it.
You brought up a couple of good points, Bruce. There is the importance of sharing the road and understanding that we are out there with lots of other motorists that are just as entitled to that roadway as we are, and we have to. And keeping proper vehicle spacing is important. You notice that. I've got a son that will soon be getting his driver's license, and we work on educating him that you don't stay in close proximity to another vehicle unless you're dictated to do so in a city environment. But out on the highway, those reactionary gaps are very important, and you should always have a proper following distance of, say, 3 seconds out on the highway, and if the conditions start to deteriorate, you need to increase that. If your visibility goes down or the roadway gets slippery, 3, 4 to 5 seconds is appropriate. And when it comes to, I guess, some, it's a lack of understanding on some people's parts as far as not realizing the risk that they're putting themselves in. And others, it's just a matter of common courtesy.
Bruce, thanks for the phone call. Blake in Newtown, if you have a question or comment for the Trooper, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Blake, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Blake, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to ask the Trooper if the same laws apply on the reservation as off the reservation. I drive, quite a few miles to work every day, and guys will pass me going 80, 90 miles an hour every morning. And I never see no cops around.
Well, they do apply. And sadly, there's a lot of, not sadly, there's a lot of roadway miles in this state and only so many officers to patrol them. There's other demands that are placed on all law enforcement agencies, and if traffic enforcement is just one of the things that you're authorized to do, it doesn't mean that you can commit 100% of your time to monitoring the roadways. There's other calls for service, other situations and crimes that require the responses as well. And as I alluded to earlier, it just boils down to the responsibility and the motivation of the driver to drive safely and to monitor those speed limits and to be appropriate when they're driving.
Blake, thanks for the phone call. As far as jurisdiction, what is the jurisdiction for the North Dakota Highway Patrol on the reservations?
We do have a shared jurisdictional. There's certain issues. If there's criminal violations and depending on the operators, whether they're a resident of or a member of the tribe or not, we do work hand in hand with those agencies, with the BIA, to help ensure that if laws are violated, that it's being routed to the appropriate jurisdiction.
Marshall and Carrington for our guest, Lieutenant Joni Skogan from the North Dakota Highway Patrol on Trooper Talk. Go ahead, Marshall, you're next.
Hi, my question is, you know, I hear you talking about how you're going to be enforcing all these, you know, the safety violations for motorists, but what do you do about, you know, I'm out here every day driving and I do 3-4 miles an hour to speed limit and law enforcement vehicles will pass you with no lights on, doing considerably faster than you are, or, you know, talking on their phone while they're driving. How do you guys correct those problems? Thank you.
The responses that we have to certain calls require some officer discretion, and the officers, if they're passing you at a rate that's considerably higher than what the posted speed limit is, it is possible they are responding to some type of a situation that requires them to get there in a quick manner. There are times to where the emergency lights are facilitated, and there's times where they're deliberately not used in order to, depending on the, I'm not sure where you're seeing this at or what the situation was, but sometimes not utilizing the emergency lights is can be advantageous to making a safer situation out there if traffic is light or if there's some other reason that they would be responding without their lights on. There's so many different variables, though, that I would have a hard time trying to explain what particular situation you encountered. And as far as the cell phones, they are authorized to use by law enforcement officers, and they're a very important part of how we communicate nowadays. And we do have hands-free devices that we utilize and so forth, but that from time to time, that device does have to be utilized in order to communicate, in order to get information from our state radio dispatch, from our regional dispatch offices, and sometimes we're communicating directly with the public, responding to a call and trying to get there in an efficient, safe manner.
Marshall, thanks for the call. Glad to hear from you. And Carrington, David and Williston is next. Brad and Grand Forks, a couple other callers behind those two. We'll continue with more Trooper Talk with Lieutenant Jody Skogan of North Dakota Highway Patrol next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have 2 heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Talk Radio Town Hall today. Your questions or comments, welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer. By the way, you can call 855-200-1776 with your off-air comments, as someone did earlier with this comment.
This is Jason, and I was just at the Abs Coffee House with Cramer. He did a very good job. The one question I wanted to ask, he said that he was going to be working on the Obamacare subject. One thing I wanted to make sure was that when they work on that, that the government, elected politicians and employees are also under Obamacare, and that since Kathleen Sebelius said a high percentage of people who don't want her to continue her position, she doesn't work for them, should find out who she actually works for, because she works for the people. Thank you, and thank Kevin Cramer for coming to Fargo today.
Well, thanks, Jason, for that. I'm sorry we didn't get to your question at the event, but a couple of things. First of all, I am a co-sponsor, an original co-sponsor of a bill that was introduced by Chairman Fred Upton, chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, which is the committee of jurisdiction over health care issues, that codifies...
Jay Wander over at ENG Lending. More of What's on Your Mind next.
So our bill would do is codify in the exact terms of the president's, that is, that you can keep your health care if you liked it, and you can keep your doctor if you like. We're going to put that in law so that we can help him keep his promise. With regard to the members of Congress and their staffs, we were actually given the the option last week by the Office of Personnel Management that we could, if we wanted, exempt our political staff from Obamacare by certifying, by the way, a certification that is not reviewable or repealable or replaceable. We could certify that our employees are not members of our official staff. And by doing that, they could remain on the federal employment and health care plan, which is far more generous, of course, than the exchanges. I could not, in my wildest imagination, as much as I'd love to not impose this on my employees, because I wouldn't impose it on any American if it was up to me, what they were asking us to do was basically lie if we wanted to exempt them. I will be on, my wife and I will be on the DC exchange. Unlike Kathleen Sebelius, I'm going to go into Obamacare, even though I've never supported it, never voted for it, as are all of my staff that work for me. Because that really was the amendment that was passed in the Senate, offered by Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa. And I noticed that Harry Reid is not going to require his staff to go on Obamacare, the Senate Democrat leader, but I am. I just think as a matter of solidarity with the American people, we need to do that.
Well, let's go to Brian in Aberdeen. Your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
I just a couple of quick comments, then I want to end with a question or a challenge a little bit. First of all, to say that we're winning the Second Amendment thing right now or implying that we're gaining ground kind of ignores the fact that all these mass shootings are taking place in gun-free zones where we need to have people who are armed. They actually can exercise their Second Amendment right, as the Constitution states, in order to save other lives. I was kind of curious about Fast and Furious. It's my understanding that the Attorney General is held under contempt of Congress And what does that mean? Is there any teeth in a law like that? Or is the guy just going on with business as usual? The Benghazi lies, we're so concerned about the lies about the health care law. Well, we knew that was a big bunch of malarkey before it even started. But, you know, to go out on these Sunday shows like they did, I mean, what's going on there? And then I guess my last statement I want to make is I would love for somebody to check out whether or not the IRS are actually approving some of these tax-exempt statuses of the Tea Party. I've been told by somebody who I trust, who's looked into it, that the Muslim organizations have no problem. It would be interesting to see a little bit of stats on who's been qualified and who has not been qualified, or who's even still to this day. Is it true that the Muslim organizations get to go through just quick as a, you know, slick as a whistle, by record numbers, I've heard, who are applying for tax-exempt status, and yet my understanding that many of these organizations are still struggling under the Tea Party type organization, still struggling to get approved. I'll just hang up and listen to comments and all that.
Sure. No, thank you, Brian. With regard to the Second Amendment, first of all, Congress nor the federal government has done anything that would further restrict Second Amendment rights. Now, these gun-free zones that are decisions of local, or whether it's local governments or in many cases actually private citizens. So in other words, if somebody owns a theater complex or somebody owns a shopping mall and wants to make it a gun-free zone, you know, Congress, I think, is hard-pressed to say you can't do that, or that, you know, anybody can carry a weapon into your area. Now, that might be a really bad idea. I think we have on the one hand, a local issue, and on the other hand, a federal congressional issue. And I would say that the Congress has not, in recent years, made any further restrictions on Second Amendment rights. I do think that the current laws have not been enforced very effectively, not the least, which is, well, you do raise the next question or the next issue, which is like Fast and Furious and perjury and contempt of Congress with Eric Holder. So many of the things that you reference come down to, in many cases, selective enforcement by the administration. Not so much executive fiat as is selective enforcement. Fast and Furious is clearly different, and certainly the Benghazi situation. And I would say, with regard to both of them, as well as the IRS issue, the House of Representatives has had and continues to hold dozens every week, dozens of oversight hearings. In many cases, we end up subpoenaing again and again and again records, as well as witnesses. We oftentimes get the witness we didn't ask for. It's all part of the tactic. And while we can do everything we can within our rules and our limited jurisdiction to do that, while you have an unsupportive party in the Senate and an unsupportive Justice Department, it's very, very difficult. But we'll continue to do it, because we're committed to doing it, and use our oversight at the very least shine a bright spotlight on a lot of these issues. With regard to Muslims versus Christian or conservative organizations, I don't know. We'll check into that, and maybe we'll have something for you, if not by the end of this program, by next week.
Glad you're listening.
Which, by the way, there was a caller, remember, last week we wanted to answer a question for as well, related to conservation compliance and crop insurance. His question was, I believe it was from the Grand Forks area, his question was, can I, under the new farm bill, should it pass as it currently is in the Senate, can I buy crop insurance unsubsidized and not be subject to the conservation compliance requirement? We think the answer to that question is yes, because the crop insurance, or the requirement to comply with conservation compliance, applies to the subsidy, not to the crop insurance. That said, rules change oftentimes within administrative agencies. We've brought this to the attention of the conference committee so that they can clarify this. But what his point highly, highly, highly reminds us is that how very bad it would be for North Dakota farmers to have conservation compliance be a condition of participation in the crop insurance program, and could very well kill the crop insurance program as well as any conservation compliance. And so we need to fight very hard for that. It's separated in the House bill. It's tied in the Senate bill. Please call the senators and make sure both of them understand how very important this topic is to North Dakota farmers.
And in the case of Brian, he's calling from South Dakota. You could add Tim Johnson and John Thune to your list.
Yes.
Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening in Aberdeen. Let's go to Kip somewhere in North Dakota with your question for Congressman Kevin Kramer. You're next up. Go ahead, Kip.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Okay. I'm in beautiful Simcoe, North Dakota, if you ever heard of that.
After Brian's call, I have a question. Pardon me?
I said I have not. Where's Simcoe?
Northeast of Elba, about 10 miles.
Beautiful. Got it. Elba, I know. Simcoe, I did. Yeah. Got it now. We add pins to the map, so we'd like to know where you're calling from, Kip. Thank you.
It's not very big. We got a church left. after Brian's call, all I have left is I would like the congressman to address the fact that Secretary Kerry signed the UN Small Arms Agreement Treaty or whatever they call it. That's my only question. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if I was the United States Senator, I would not vote to ratify that treaty. And I was disappointed that he'd even signed that treaty when we are, as a nation, so clearly, and our United States Congress, both the House and the Senate, so clearly concerned about further deterioration of Second Amendment rights, to then sign a treaty with the United Nations that has the potential and certainly gets us on a slippery slope of that deterioration based on some agreement that has nothing to do with, abdicates our sovereignty to the United Nations is egregious to me. So hopefully that treaty would never get ratified by the United States Senate, and I would guess I'd be surprised if it did.
I can't find it on the map.
I couldn't even find it on the map.
Anyway,
it's a church. They lost church. The bar. Now it's
there we go. Kip, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer, Kathy in Bismarck, what's on your mind for the congressman?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. The last caller just asked the same question that I had about the United Nations Treaty. The other question I have is, Representative Cramer, mentioned that we have to back all Republican candidates, which I do. I mean, even if I don't agree with them, because I'm more of a Tea Partier. But yeah. I also want to say that we've got to have it on the other side, too, mm-hmm. because the past couple of elections, there have been some shenanigans being pulled, and some of the Republicans just really downgrading a Tea Party candidate.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to stand together, not just the Tea Party have to accept what Republican Party wants. And I'm very conservative, and I've always backed the Republican Party, but the last couple of years, I am just so ticked off at them they just don't have any guts. I'm sorry.
You know, Kathy, you raised such an you raise a really important family issue, and I don't know if you folks saw it. Bismarck Tribune ran this story, the piece, as I think the other foreign communications papers do, that Lloyd Omdahl, the self-appointed political guru of North Dakota, critical of my flirtations, I think he's what he referred to him as, with the Tea Party. Last night in Grand Forks, a woman asked me, "Are you ready to disavow the Tea Party?" And I am a very pragmatic conservative. I know we have not won enough elections to dictate our policies 100% the way we want to, and I'm willing to work within the parameters of a divided government to move the ball our direction as long as we're going in the right direction. That said, as I said last night, and I do not apologize for the Tea Party. What I love about the Tea Party is it's real people like you, Kathy, at a grassroots level, which Scott knows more about than about anybody, that rose up in response to, frankly, Obamacare.
Well, and want a vision of what the Founding Fathers wanted for this country. So it's not radical in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Thanks, Kathy. More on that answer, Kevin, when we come back. Another call's waiting to go. We'll continue. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's our final segment on a Wednesday, always lively Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer from 550 KFIRE, the voice of the Northern Plains, and AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, KCJB in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 Radio rocking the Bakken. Today, Kathy in the Bismarck's question dovetails with an emailer here that says, is this the same Kevin Cramer that said he was leery of the Tea Party folks that helped elect him?
No. That,
but you did, you weren't leery. You never said that, were you?
No, I didn't say it. What I think he's referring to is an article in the Hill magazine. I think it was the Hill in Washington. Said, I'm leery of the Tea Party, of Tea Party, quote, leadership in Washington. Because what's happened is this wonderful grassroots movement, the Tea Party, which is for limited government, all the things we're for, constitutional, return to constitutional government, has been co-opted in Washington, not in North Dakota, but in Washington, by organizations that utilize them for, basically for fundraising, for lack of a better term. They encourage division between Tea Party and Republicans.
So is that the rift? Is the rift between the establishment and the Republican Party and those folks that are trying to co-opt the party?
I think there is a rift there, yes. And I think that spills over, Scott,
but do Republican leaders look down on, like, Kathy and Bismarck as saying, I'm a Tea Party person, I'm
not at all
on the grassroots?
At least I don't. I mean, maybe some do. None that I know do, but not at all. It's becoming a pretty big problem in Washington with these leadership groups or these they're not even political action committees. They're nonprofit groups that make a lot of money by creating division and driving the wedge.
Ken Cuccinelli loses by a sliver last night in Virginia. He basically said the Republican establishment abandoned him, and if we'd had a little more help, we'd have won this race.
Well, I would also...
Is that what she's talking about?
It may be. I don't know the situation very well. I know that it became a very negative campaign, but I also know that there was a Libertarian candidate that got over 6.5% of the vote in a 1% margin. And, you know, so there you had, and I'm all for everybody running that wants to run and whatnot, but there is a consequence when I would say in Virginia that the conservative movement won big. It's just that the conservative movement had two good candidates and they split the vote and gave a plurality, not a majority, but a plurality to the Democrat.
And in essence, between on the Republican side, between Tea Party, Libertarians quite often, and the established Republican Party, you've got three factions in the Republican Party which are dividing votes. Speed round. We've got full calls. Let's try to get your questions in about 30 seconds or less for Congressman Kramer. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Kurt.
I've got a question on, you started on it, on the relationship between the Tea Party and the Republican Party. You've had callers come on here now call our Senator Hovind a rhino, which kind of upsets me a little bit. He's a three-term governor. I think he knows what the interests of North Dakota are and doesn't deserve that kind of a tag. And the Tea Party, I'm a good family man. I'm a good person, and I don't belong to the Tea Party. I'm a staunch independent. I take the time to look at my candidates. My question is, their goal is no moderates, no Democrats, no compromise.
Yeah.
How's that going to work out in anywhere? You're not going to get that picture of no moderates, no Democrats, no compromise. Then my second and last question is foreign policy, because we never hardly ever speak about it. Two of the big reasons we're in the mess we are today is our foreign policy. During the Bush and Cheney doctrine, we started the policeman of the world and have continued it under Obama and the housing crash. What are we going to do about Iraq and Afghanistan? We're going on 15 years, Representative, I'll listen and wait for any feedback.
Sure. Well, Kurt, first of all, with regard to no compromise, one of the problems with divided government, and this is the thing that I say to people all the time, in a divided government, you don't get to have it 100% your way. You can't say, no, we're not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling because that's non-negotiable, or no, we're not going to negotiate on the continuing resolution. And you can't say, you know, we're not going to do anything unless you agree to overturn, you know, this piece of legislation that bears your name. As much as both sides would like to have it their way, divided government, you can't. The missed opportunity, Kurt, in a divided government is what Bill Clinton did, what Ronald Reagan did when they had divided government. They did really big things by taking the diversity of those ideas, moving the ball forward. And so we got things like comprehensive tax reform under President Reagan that led to the most prosperous era ever, and then welfare reform under Bill Clinton that led to a very prosperous America. We're missing that because we don't have the leadership right now that brings those two divided governments together, and you're right, it requires working together. With regard to foreign policy and the policemen of the world, it's always been a struggle between America's shining city on a hill and our advocacy for peace and for prosperity, for more importantly, liberty, not just here, but everywhere, and our own interests. We have huge interests in the Middle East that relate not just to terrorism, but relate to things like energy security and whatnot, which is why domestically we can do a lot for our own Middle East security and not being the policeman of the world by developing the resources we have in this country, resources like coal and oil and gas.
Let's get quickly Mike in Logan County in here. Mike, literally about a 15-second question is all we have time for. Quickly.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question for Mr. Kramer, and that is our governor, Dalrymple, had signed in Obamacare into the national unit. Wouldn't we as a state be better off having our own insurance because we have low unemployment, low rate of people on social services? We wouldn't be subsidizing a lot of people.
If I understand your question, Mike, what you're wondering is, would it be better to have a state exchange than this federal exchange? One could probably argue that to some degree, but I just think that kind of... North Dakota's not ready for that. We're just not ready for that.
As usual, we didn't get to all the callers, which is one of the reasons we have the off-air line. Yeah. Call 855-200-1776 with your off-air questions. We'll put them first in line next week. StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people we call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?